When a king rides his horse, he's signaling that he is going to war. When a king rides an ass, he is going to negotiate for peace. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on an ass. But to whom, with whom was he negotiating peace? Well, you understand. If you know the story of Marco Polo, who had to go in front of the Mongolian conqueror, the fierce Genghis Khan. And Marco Polo was very afraid because if he said something wrong, he would be dead. So he decided, after much praying, that with his audience, with Genghis Khan, he was going to read the Passion of the Lord Jesus that we just did together this morning. And as the story moved along, you can see that Genghis Khan was getting very agitated. When the Lord was beaten, when Jesus was spat on, when Jesus was abused, and finally hung on the cross, you can see the Mongolian just moving in his chair like he couldn't take it anymore. And when it got to the part when Jesus breathed his last and died, Genghis Khan shot up and in a bellowing voice said, "So did the God of the Christians send angels, myriads of angels, to smite all those who killed his son?" Now you know why Jesus was riding an ass. He was negotiating peace with his own father. As we enter this Holy Week, my brothers and sisters, it is a holy week because God is going to make us holy. Forget what you have done or not been able to do in the whole 30-some days of Lent. I know that we all made some kind of promises and we all have done well and we all have failed somewhere. And today is a new day. The last days of the season of Lent, Holy Week. So forget what you have been able to do or not able to do. This week counts. The Lord is going to make us holy if we open ourselves to Him. And so, just a couple of suggestions. This is the week to focus ourselves more on the godly things. And to help us, I would suggest that, you know, you turn off the TV. And if you are so enslaved to the TV that you cannot turn it off, well, at least turn it down. When you're driving in your car, turn off the radio. But if you so need it, maybe turn it to religious radio. If you want to listen to music this week, listen to music that lifts up your soul to God. You get the point. Do the things that help your spirit turn toward God this week. The church has many activities to help you to make
this week holy. And by that I mean God is going to make you holy to help you to prepare and open yourselves. So I want to point out to you that in the bulletin of the church, in the back, there is the full schedule of all the activities that will be available for you here at Holy Family to help you, especially during the Triduum, the last 3 days before Easter. Please take a bulletin home, mark on your calendar, and plan to come so that we together as a family of faith can be made holy together for this Holy Week. The Archbishop of Notre Dame Cathedral in the late 20th century would tell the story of how there was a young man standing in front of the cathedral heckling people coming into church. He would call them hypocrites, he would call them fanatics, he would call them fakes, he would call them all sort of names. And the people tried their best to ignore him, but he was very belligerent. And finally, the priest of the cathedral came out to confront him and said to him, what's with you? And he cursed at the priest and called him wimp. Remember now, there was a time, revolutions in France, and a lot of the priests gave in. So the young man called him a wimp, and the priest said, well, let's settle this once and for all, because you are harassing my people coming to church here. Let's settle this once and for all. Come with me into the church. And the young man, huffled into the church with the priest. And the priest pointed to the crucifix and said, I dare you to look at the crucifix and said out loud, I know Jesus died for me on the cross, but I don't care. And the young man clenched his fist and looked at the cross and yelled out, I know Jesus died on the cross for me, and I don't care. And the priest said, do it again. I know Jesus died on the cross for me, and I don't care. And the priest said, one more time. I know Jesus died on the cross for me. And he couldn't finish. And the Archbishop would end the story by saying, that young man is me. It was the meditation on the crucifix that made him a devout Christian. He became the Archbishop of the Cathedral of Notre Dame. My brothers and sisters, let us meditate together this week, Holy Week, on the crucifix, on the suffering death of our Lord Jesus. I know that not all of us are going to be made archbishop, and God knows I don't want to be made archbishop anywhere. But one thing for certain, if we meditate on the crucifix, God can make us saints.